keep it in the top. I think Shabbos is joined in the same. So keep it in the top. I think it's really the same. So keep it in the top. I think it's really the same. So keep it in the top. I think it's really the same. So keep it in the top.
Right, this evening we heard many shurim, the Gea, the Ashachayim, learning from Mazur, doing an Avera, Shekhan Basakin, still listening from Shuva, heard from Penner, Halachos from Shuva, from Shechta, Halachos from Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva tells us, last Mishnah in Yuma, Amar Rav Kiva, Ashrecha Yisrael, Lefiniyatim, Natar, Mimitar Eschem, Avichon Shor Shemayim, Shenemar Zerakta Alechem, Mahan Torah, Mitarta. Ashrecha Yisrael, that we're Zorcha to have the Yom Kippur, and even those Machos Tanoim, the Yom Kippur is the Yom Simcha. It's Mabat Labilis. It's Yom Simcha. There's no Bos of a Yayin. It's still a Simcha. Simcha not only B'Kud Hashem Yishom Yisrael B'Kaleiv, there's in from Talmud Torah, even on Yom Kippur. But Ashrecha Yisrael is Tara. Tara is the Nefesh. That's the Simcha. Simcha does not have to be necessarily Bus of Yayin. So Rabbi Kiva tells us this. He makes an analogy. He's a Moshe, the Mikveh. The Moshe is the Mikveh. Just a Mikveh Yisrael, Hashem. Ma Mikveh Matire is a Temeim. What is it necessary to have the analogy that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Matayer, so he's giving it a marshal for a mikvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Matayer. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is it necessary to give this marshal of mikvah? Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos mentions at the end now, Lachas, he mentions that in terms of a mikveh, the rebor of a golu, shetum etara gzeres akos, imet vorem shedata shel odim machras, something that we really don't understand. Sechok, tefillah, and a tumah machal, a chukim, chukim, shetum etumah, the person, body is not clean. His tit, so he cleans himself off, his body. That we understand. But this is not a tumor, this is not a dirt. Yet we see that the mikveh is mitar. Even though, shel nischadish beguf hadavar, the guf doesn't change at all, but still, the mikveh, the machshavas, a person has in the day of Saros, given she hichnis, the libo, the harfish, the osin, the aitsis, the heavy navshu, meadas, he listens and he goes into the mikveh, that alone is matire. What does that mean? That it's mentioned that the Miri mentions when he says Zerakti Aleichem, Rambam says Zerakti Aleichem, the Mokish shall Machshavis, the Machshavis of the Ozen, the Deyas Rose, the Dai, the Mayim Tahorim, the Sorachodim, the Chavim, Bishas, the Tfilah, Ahachnes Atzmo. The Mehadas Kedilatar Atzmo. The first Makshavos Ados. When a person goes into the mikveh, he has to have something in mind. He's not just going to the mikveh to cool off. It's the mitzvah. And the Miri also mentions in his Chibur and Tshuva, she had a person, Shnagu Zekanim, Litbo Be'er of Yom Kippurim, tomorrow, Bishachus. He's Shnagu Litbo when? Not Zuzim Magdil Mitzvahs, but also Shachar B'nei Zacham. The Kedis smoke Tfilas HaMincha, the Tarasim. Close to Mincha. Mincha, which is Vatam Hashem Akecha, Avod Hashem Olev, Machshava, that's when the tefillah should be. Kinataris gufam, if no so, the sorrow of the tefillah halev. So therefore, the mikveh, which should be connected with the machshavas adam, and that's the time of tefillah. So we see that tefillah tells us is not just the guf going into your body in the mikveh, but it's a way that your machshava, not your machshava, you have this in mind. You have this in mind. When you go into mikveh, Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to matire my machshavas and to try to achorot al over and kabbalah lesson. That what I should try to purify myself and try to improve myself in various ways. As mentioned, that kol anavim, Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Teshuva, kol anavim sivo al teshuva. And you saw Nagolim Ella Bitshuva. And this is the way a person, the Nevi'im are telling us, Shafta Shemakecha, to do Tshuva. And Tshuva is the way, is the David Mel tells us, Ma'azeh Shomer David, Tov Yosha Hashem Al Kain, Yorach Chatoyim B'derech, Yiduch On Anovim, Zeh. Sheishach Nevi'im Lahem. Nevi'im came. Madim and Dark Hashem. Mazir on some tshuva. That they told us to do tshuva. And mechazik us in tshuva. So tshuva means, with all the maises of Harata and Kabbalah, is machshava. A person should be determined. Be determined that he wants to misaki himself. We speak about tshuva. So, tshuva means all or nothing. You have to mechaper yourself. All you have here is the long ashamnu. All you have here is with thal of bays and so on. And the alchets, the midas rose of a person. It's a big job. So Rabbi Victor Miller gave the following example of a king that took some of his advisors and he told them he'll give him a promotion if he'll give him a barrel of wine and they have to have it for a month, and if they can bring the barrel of wine full when it comes back and don't drink it at all, they'll get a promotion. Two out of the three advisors went ahead and took the wine, put it in the cellar, locked up a room, and put the key far away from them for a whole month. The third one took the wine and put it on the table, the kitchen table. I'm not going to drink it. After a couple of days, he couldn't resist. He took a cup of wine. A few days later, he'll never do it again. A few days later, nachamo. He drank some more wine. He promised he'll never do it again. He just couldn't resist. This went on for a whole month. When it came the end of the month, two of them brought back the barrel, full to the top, no problem. The king was amazed, and they told him the reason how they did it, and they gave him a promotion. They became governors and senators of various provinces and states. The third one presented an empty barrel. How come? And he told them, I tried my utmost. I'm not going to drink, but couldn't control myself. The king heard that, and he gave him a promotion. He's next to the king. The highest promotion possible. Now, how can that be? How can that be? That's true. It's not where it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Take it away from me. Today, in New York City, there's a law. They have to tell all restaurants how much salt they put on the in all the menu, how much salt there is in all the products and all the food. So much salt. So it's a tablespoon of salt, but that's a killer. That can get you sick. What is Rosi Yitzhar? What's the Torah talking? Torah, a little bit of Torah. Torah has an effect, a tremendous effect, and that Yitzhar. We think the only way is destroy it. Destroy it. The Koyach HaTorah. The Koyach HaTorah. Yes, we live with the wine. We live with wine. Not, it's Osir. Everything is Osir. Everything is Osir. Then there's no problem. The Malachim had a tie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you giving them the Torah? Yilud Isha. What are you giving them? Give it to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, give him the Teretz. So it started going through the Ases of Dibris, and the Malachim didn't budge. Anoch, Eliyah, Lecho, Shabbos, Kibirov. You have no Shachas, you have no parents, you have no Shabbos. We want the Torah. But then, say, Losinov, Losignov. And he says, Kina Yishbehem. Yitzhara Yishbehem. Do you have a Yitzhara? Oh, then they're masking. Torah's for you. You have a Yitzhara, you have Tavah. Torah's for you. Torah, that's it. We have a Yom Kippur. Yes, you have a Yom Kippur. Because we have Yitzharas. We have Yitzharas. This individual that's coming on Thursday, he has no Yitzharas. We have a Yitzhara. Torah's for us. Yes. The wine is on the table. The wine is on the table. It's not closed. Doesn't exist. It's here. And that's the koyach. The koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah. And that is our tahara. Our tahara is not just the mikveh. But when you have a machoyis, we show Ram and Ramban. Kamitza zos. Rechok hi v'lo b'yayam hi. Parshas Nitzavim. He refers to Shafta Shemakel refers to Tshuva. And the Rambam says it refers to Torah. So there's two different shitas. I'm going through Rambam's shita. But it means one thing. Our Tshuva is through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, Lamaisa. That we put our mind into learning. And the time that we learn. And nothing else. That's the way to destroy the Yitzhara. That's the way. This will answer a lot of things. A lot of averas, a lot of machshavas. The more we put our mind into learning, the first bralach, the chinuch, that if a person is walking in the street and he says, Anoch Hashem Lekecho, Lo Yelecho, Yich Hashem Shema Yisrael, Avaz Hashem, Avaz Hashem Lekecho, Ma Hashem Shom Mimuch, Yiras Hashem, Those six things. Chaim Shalevitz. Big maspid. Sof Yomav. Couldn't think of learning, but those things. The six halachas. Constantly. Stuff our mind with that. That's our mikveh. That's our mikveh. If we try to makabel upon ourselves, think more in learning. Think more in learning. And the time that we learn, we learn. We learn. Not just who's shiur on and what time is the shiur. Are we learning in the shiur? Are we learning? And to set goals for ourselves. The chaz are over. I want to repeat this again. It'll be difficult. But it works. It really works. It really works. Think in learning. Think in how are you going to daven marv. How are you going to say slichas tonight? Think before you start. How are you going to say ashiyotza? Have to go to Beis HaKisei. Think about it beforehand. Think about it. That's our mikveh. That's our mikveh. When you go into mikveh, you have in mind, Mayim Mirz Hashem tomorrow, Shem Matar Ma Machshavas. Same thing. Before I do a mitzvah, have in mind to say the bracha. Have in mind kavana. Have in mind today. I won't battle time. It'll be more improved than yesterday. If you have this in mind, this is our tahara. Ashrech Yisro, Mim Matar Eschem. Avinu Shu Shabayim. Avinu means through Torah. That's our mikveh. That's our mikveh. And it really works. Try it out, you'll see. So we should be Zorach and Mr. Hashem, Bez Hashem, to have a Gemar Chasim and Torah learn with Chol Beis Yisrael, and a yeshiva should grow in Limud HaTorah and Asmada, in Yerushimayim. This is what we hope, this is what we're here for. Varaya, who's here now? Who's here now? Yeshiva University. There's no university. There's a university all over the country. There's no university here. All the universities, there's classes now. There's secular classes. Where's the, how come there's no secular classes here? There's a yeshiva, that's why. There's a yeshiva. And this is what we see. This is what we came for. You know, Bez Hashem, through our tefillahs and through our learning, through our bakashas, we'll go mile and mile in the Bez Hashem. Gemar Chasimata.